Welcome to Arkansas Talent Conversations. I'm your host, Kevin Yares. Every week on Arkansas Talent Conversations, we spotlight and present members of the Arkansas Talent Database. Our conversations include artists, actors, independent filmmakers, along with other arts and entertainment professionals here in the state of Arkansas. From Low Gap Media, outside Clinton, Arkansas, this is Arkansas Talent Conversations. Welcome to our debut program on Arkansas Talent Conversations. This program will be broken into two parts. The first part will be the press conference by Bob Pest of the Ozark Foothills Film Fest. And our second part will be a one-on-one interview with Bob Pest discussing the events and independent filmmaking here in Arkansas.
Thanks for coming out on a cold Monday morning, which is a holiday for some people. We've done this every year now for 7 years. Once we started doing the poster, we started having an unveiling, and we've been having it here now for, this is the fourth year that we've had it here at the Arts Council, and I want to thank Colleen and the Arts Council for enabling us to have it here, and for just in general being supportive of everything we've been doing. They're great to work with, and we're really happy. We're going to do two things today. We're going to unveil the poster, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about the lineup for the festival. The website now has all the festival information, so you can go to www.ozarkfoothillsfilmfest.org. This year's, and we're going to talk about it, we have just an amazing program, the most diverse and exciting program we've had ever, I think, and certainly we have more filmmakers coming. You'll see when you look at the list of all the filmmakers coming, we have photographs of all of them. It's going to be a really good festival. But first we want to talk about the poster. We started, so anyway, we've been doing a poster since the third festival, and so this will be our seventh poster that we've done. And the poster itself has taken on a life of its own. This year we had over 50 entries from Arkansas artists who sent us all different kinds of artwork, and of course we use the poster work on the poster, on the website, on the cover of the magazine, and this year also, when you see the T-shirt, it's also sort of involved in the T-shirt, so we use it a lot. Damian Deloach, who is standing back there, did the work. He works at WRMC, and you live in Pocahontas, right?
Yes.
And you drive back and forth every day?
Yes.
I did that one semester when I was teaching up there. That's a long trip. You have to get up early, huh?
Yeah.
Do they pay your mileage?
No.
Oh, that's not good. Okay. Anyway, this particular work is different from all of our previous works. All of our previous works have been fairly representational and kind of sweet and nice. And this is edgy. And we kind of wanted to get edgy this year. So this is edgy. And I will just... See edgy? This is based upon... It's two photos, this photo and that photo, and they've been created as a collage, and then they've been photoshopped, obviously. Well, this is, we have copies of this available. They're $10. I think if you get one today, you can probably even get Damien to sign them. And we'll have them at the festival, and we'll have them all over town, etc. And we want to thank PD Printing, because PD Printing every year has donated the poster printing for us. And it's really kind of, it makes me very proud, because what they do is get this framed and then put them up in their corporate offices so they can show people the quality of the work that they do. So we're really appreciative of them and everything they've done. And you'll see this all over town very, very soon. Okay, the other thing we want to do is talk a little bit about the festival schedule, which is on the website. This will be the 9th annual Ozark Foothills Film Fest. It's March 24th to 28th. It's entirely in Batesville again this year. And some of the highlights, we have several new partners this year that are very important. One is the Southern Foodways Alliance. And the Southern Foodways Alliance is a program at the University of Mississippi, and it's a partnership between the University of Mississippi and Oxford American is involved with it. And in fact, the new Oxford American food issue, which comes out March 1st, Oxford American has become one of our sponsors this year. So we have a big color ad in the Oxford American, which is a very good thing. And they worked with us to put together a program of films from the Southern Foodways Alliance, which we're going to be doing during the festival, four documentary films about Southern food, barbecue, something I didn't realize, which is pig ears, apparently, are very popular in parts of the South. And we're going to have four of those on Saturday afternoon, the 27th, and a filmmaker named Joe York is coming up, who's made all of those films. And so we're really proud of that relationship, Southern Foodways Alliance and Oxford American. Also France, the country. And we're now partners with France, the country. Thanks to Beatrice Moore, whom some of you know is the honorary French ambassador to Arkansas. She set up a meeting for me with the French consulate from Houston who came to Little Rock. And this year we're going to have two programs of French films during the festival, which have been put together by the consulate, and they're short films, and he put together a program that would be really good for people who didn't know much about French film, didn't like subtitles, and didn't know why we had to have them kind of thing. It's sort of an introduction to French film. We're hoping this relationship will grow, and so we can start bringing in feature films and filmmakers and things like that. But we're really very happy about that. And Beatrice just did a great job making it possible for me to become friends with the consulate. And he turned out he was a film guy anyway, so we had a lot to talk about. The other thing that we had this year was for the first time we got financial support from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Those are the people that do the Oscars. And thanks to them, we are bringing a young woman who's kind of a dynamo in the independent film world. Her name is Heidi Van Leer. And she wrote a book called The Indie Film Rulebook. She's been involved with the Slamdance Film Festival, which is the same time as the Sundance Film Festival. It's just for first-time filmmakers. And she's made four independent features herself. And she's going to come and do a workshop for what I always refer to as emerging filmmakers, which means people who've had a film at our festival but have never gone on to the next level. And we have a lot of that. We've had a lot of that in early years. We get filmmakers who will do a film, and we really like the film, and somehow they never get to the next level. So we're going to make that possible. Heidi is going to do a half-day workshop about marketing your independent film, getting into the next level of festivals. I mean, I kind of know in the tier of things where we are, and there are festivals that are more important than we are. Most of them, I think, actually, in terms of marketing and things like that. So she's going to be doing that workshop. And in addition to that, we're doing a number of Southern film showcases, programs of short documentaries, narrative films, et cetera, by Southern filmmakers, as well as a lot of Arkansas filmmakers. And we have several new feature films, several new documentaries, one about the Crater of Diamonds, one about Dogpatch USA, one of the less compelling chapters in Arkansas history. But it's kind of a funny film. And then we're going to be honoring two filmmakers who received the Arkansas Arts Council's Film and Video Fellowships this past year. And we're going to be doing a showcase with them and doing their work. So we have a lot of short films by Southern filmmakers, a lot of films by Arkansas filmmakers. The big event, I think, is the Cajun program, where we have documentary filmmaker Les Blank, who is the most revered documentary filmmaker in America and is now in his 70s. And he's going to screen two of his Cajun films, J'ai été au bal, which is a concert film where it has all the great Cajun musicians performing, and then a film called Marc and Anne about Marc and Anne Savoie. And Marc Savoie has been honored by the National Endowment for the Arts for his handmade accordions, which are the essence of Cajun music. That's me playing the accordion. And his wife, Anne, is a singer, and she has researched all of the classic Cajun music. And you might know Anne Savoie. She's recorded with Linda Ronstadt as the Zozo Sisters. And Marc and Anne Savoie and their sons, the Savoie Family Cajun Band, will be doing a concert at Independence Hall on Saturday evening of the festival, March 27th. Les Blank will be showing his films about Cajun music and about the Savoies that afternoon. The Savoys will be attending Les's screening to talk about the films. And it's a program that was made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts. It's called American Masterpieces. And their original goal was you found an American masterpiece or an American master, and you had to do two programs in different media. And what we did was we found two masters, Les Blank and Mark Savoy, and we're doing both the concerts and the films for that. And that'll be on Saturday afternoon. The other thing we're doing is two of the most, I think, compelling and exciting independent feature films of the last few years. We're bringing both of them. One is called I'll Come Running, and it's by a filmmaker from Northwestern University whose name is Spencer Parsons. And it's a kind of a romantic, it's not really a comedy because there's some bad things that happen in it too, but it's an interesting romance that has just, Independent Film Channel has got behind it and has promoted it real aggressively, and it's really taking off. And Spencer is going to be here for that screening. And then we're also going to be doing Wendy and Lucy. And Wendy and Lucy is a feature film by a filmmaker that we tried to get for this year's festival. We're going to probably get next year. Her name is Kelly Reichardt. And she, Wendy and Lucy is about a young woman traveling across the United States with her dog. And she doesn't have a lot of credit cards and a lot of resources, et cetera. So she gets closer and closer to kind of falling off the map economically. And it's a really powerful film about what it's like to live on the edge of American society at this point in time and how incredibly vulnerable we all are, even if we don't necessarily realize it, that one or two bad things can happen and, you know, the street's right out there. So those are some of the things we have scheduled. We're going to be doing two programs, free programs at the museum on Wednesday and Thursday at noon, as we've done every year as part of their free brown bag lunch thing, and we're going to be doing some of our Southern Exposures documentaries there. We have a new film from Apple Shop called From Wood to Singing Guitar, which is one of the films we're going to be doing at the museum. And it just kind of goes on and on and on. Something you're going to look for, two things to look forward to. One is there's a new Phil Chambliss film. For those of you who know the films of Phil Chambliss, the crazy filmmaker from Southern Arkansas, the newest one is called The Funeral Center. And in it, I reprise my role as the legendary Reverend O.K., who is a spiritual leader with absolutely no ethical judgment whatsoever. And in this film, the Reverend O.K. and another former Phil Chambliss character, Pastor Massey, we've both been shot for stealing electricity off the grid, and we're going to be buried tomorrow, and we spend the night, we're dead, but we're sitting up in our caskets talking, and we spend the night before our funerals together in the funeral center with some undead people. Jimmy Swaggart's going to do our funerals, so we talk a lot about that, but it's classic Phil Chambliss. It's just outrageous beyond belief, and Phil will be here for that. And then we have a group of six students from the University of the Ozarks who made a really interesting short comedy, which is called The Newsroom, and they shot it in the style of The Office. So if you've seen The Office, they shot it in that style, and they're very excited. They're all going to be coming for it. So it's a real exciting time for us getting ready for the festival. We're getting posters out around town. We should have the print program in early March at some point. We'll get those out as soon as we can. And tell your friends to go to the website. Tell your friends to go to the website. The website's very different. It's like the difference in the art is kind of reflected in the website, too, so it looks a lot different this year. But it has all the information about all the filmmakers' biographies, photos, the films, and everything like that.
Guest today is Bob Pest, member of the Arkansas Arts Council, president and co-founder of the Ozark Foothills Film Fest that'll be this year between March 24th and March 28th. Bob, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
This is the 9th annual Ozark Foothills Film Fest, and we were just here at the press conference, and you had a new poster and artwork done this year, and I just hope everybody can go to the website. And what's the name of that website?
It's OzarkFoothillsFilmFest.org.
Can you tell us about some of the films that are going to be shown this year?
Well, this year's festival is a little different from the previous ones because we had so many interesting films from Arkansas filmmakers this year, really far more Arkansas entries than we had ever had. We have a couple of new documentaries from graduate students at the University of Arkansas, one about the Crater of Diamonds, and there's called Finders Keepers, and there's another one about Dogpatch USA, which has a really interesting history. We have yet another one, which is called Knocked Out, which is about older boxers. And it's about, it's sort of one of those trying to stay young and continuing to fight, you know. And those are all three master's films from the University of Arkansas. And Larry Foley and Dale Carpenter up there are old friends of mine, and they always sort of try and get their students to enter the festival. We're also going to be honoring two Arkansas Arts Council Video Fellowship winners, Daewon Cho, who is a faculty member at SAU Magnolia, and Sarah Moore, who is a media specialist at the University of Arkansas. And they're working with experimental digital kind of stuff. So we're getting a wide range of entrants from Arkansas filmmakers as well. And that's, I think, the most exciting thing about what's happened at the festival is we are really starting to generate a lot of interest on the part of Arkansas filmmakers who want to get out there and get their work shown, and as we always encourage them, and then get on to the next level.
Well, the Batesville Ozark Foothills Film Fest kind of leads off the season for the film festival season, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah, there are four film festivals in Arkansas. Two of them are ours. There's the Ozark Foothills Film Fest, and then the Titare Youth Film Festival in the summer. But coming up in April, we have Little Rock Film Festival, and then in October, we have the Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival. One of the things that I learned the other day, which kind of blew me away, is 90% of film festivals fail in the first 5 years. And if I had known that 9 years ago, I would have had it tattooed on my forehead so that everyone understood what it takes to, even in big cities with lots of funding, it's very difficult. Because you're going against the grain. What's at the movie theaters is getting millions of dollars of advertising all the time. And that's where people are drawn. In the same way that people are told to eat Big Macs, they're told what movies to go see. And we go in the other direction. You know, we always look for things that we know people haven't had a chance to see. Now, we have two great narrative features this year, two great indie films that I just love to death. Wendy and Lucy, which is by Kelly Reichardt, is just an amazing film. It stars Michelle Williams, and she gives just an awesome performance as a young woman she's basically trying to drive across the United States to go to Alaska to get a job that she thinks will be a good summer job in a fish factory. And she just runs into one bad thing after another, car problems, et cetera. And we kind of watch her world come down around her. And it's just a really powerful movie. And it's a movie which belongs in a recessionary culture because people need to see what it's like now. And that's a great one. And then Spencer Parsons, really neat movie called I'll Come Running. And it's a romance, and it's sort of a complicated film because it's a romance, but it has some bad things that happen in it. But it's about sort of young love and people finding their way, and just a really neat film. And he was chosen last year in the Indie Spirit Awards. He was one of the directors to watch. So we're trying to find really good, interesting, independent features that will play well in this part of the country and will help people understand that you don't need to blow up a city to make a movie. You know, you don't need to invade another planet, or you don't need to have flying people of different colors. You can simply have a story about people. And that's the great thing about independent features is they tend to be, for lack of a better term, kind of down to earth.
Right.
When they look at what life is really like for people like you and me when we get up every morning.
We're here with Bob Pest on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Bob, one of the things you started 3 years ago, and you're also into the third annual of this, is the Screenwriters Competition. And We were involved with that for the first 2 years. Can you tell us a little bit more about how many entries
you have
this year?
Well, every year we get more. It's really interesting. Every year we get more. This year we're up to 33. We're getting entrants from outside of Arkansas, which is kind of interesting. We did a little more promotion at a national level. It's similar to the issue that we faced in the early years with young filmmakers, which is we need to encourage, support, and reinforce the work that people are doing so they can get to the next level. And what we want to see is some movies being made out of some of these screenplays. And I think we're getting closer. The judges this year, Ben Fry, who teaches at UALR, and Pola Zen, who is a filmmaker from Israel who was at the festival last year, they both have been very impressed with the quality of the entries. And we're just hoping we can get to the point where we can connect the filmmakers and the screenwriters, and we can start getting some feature films that are made in this part of the world so that we can share the vision of this area, which most people have no idea what the Ozark foothills are like.
Right. You know?
And it's time for people to see that, whether it's in a documentary or a fiction film that's shot here. It's a great set for films.
That leads me off into our next question. Some of the other activities, such as the meet and greet with filmmakers, and also you have a free workshop with Heidi Van Leer coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about Heidi?
Well, Heidi is a very important figure in the independent film world. She wrote an incredible book called The Indie Film Rulebook, which is sort of like if your best friend was a successful filmmaker and told you everything that she knew. That's what the book is. And she has been involved with the Slamdance Film Festival for a long time as a programmer. She's made four features herself. And what she does is she does workshops where she explains to filmmakers, if you're at this level, here's how you get to the next level. And it's the politics of festivals. It's the social elements of festivals. It's the kind of film that you want to make if you want to get into a festival. It's all that sort of stuff. And so she's coming. And she's doing a free half-day workshop on Friday, March 26th at UACCB at the college where we do much of the festival. And it's free. The workshop is totally free to filmmakers. Now, we are urging filmmakers. She's going to have copies of her book on sale. And I think that once you go to the workshop, you're going to want to get the book because it really gives you the path to go from Ozark Foothills Film Festival to the next level, to the next level, to the point where you're actually making money as a filmmaker. And that's what, you know, it ultimately kind of is about jobs and about careers. You know, a lot of filmmakers have other jobs. A lot of them live on the fringes. And there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to lead meaningful, successful lives with their work. They just need to get to the level where people are going to pay them. And our festival is a nice launching point, but they need to launch from there to somewhere else.
Excellent. Also, the film festival was chosen one of the top 20 tourism events for March 2010.
Yeah, that's a neat thing. There's the Southeastern Tourist Association is a collaboration of 12 states and their tourism divisions. And they have every month they select the top 20 tourism events, and it's a competition. You send in information about your organization and you send in your materials and things. But what happens is there are 80 radio and television stations in the South which carry the news about these things. We've had a lot of magazines call us. There's a magazine in South Carolina called Guns and Gardens, which is doing a big feature story about our festival. And so it gets you a lot of publicity across the region, the Atlanta Journal, Constitution, things like that. We've had phone calls from places I never heard of that wanted to promote the festival. So that's an important thing for us. Anything we can do to help people understand that this region is as viable as sort of a tourist destination as anywhere else in the South is really important, because it's not just about us, but it's about people coming to the region and discovering all the other things that are going on in the region.
Bob Pest is our guest today on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Bob, can you tell us a little bit also about the Foothills Film Society memberships and becoming a member of the Foothills Film Fest, some of the discount that
sure,
they can get at the
sure,
events?
Sure, and people can get the form actually is on our website. And Foothills Film Society membership is $25 a person. And for a $25 membership, you get discounts to all of the screenings and to our concert this year, which is the Savoy Family Cajun Band. And you get a free festival poster, and you get invited to two sort of catered social events, one of which takes place on Thursday evening, and it is a reception that honors the screenwriting entrants, and that's at Lyon College. And then the second is on Friday evening, and that honors a lot of the independent filmmakers who are going to be in town, and that's at Elizabeth's Restaurant, which is downtown. And those are really nice events because they're catered. George's Liquor in Newport is one of our sponsors. So we have a lot of good beverages, and it's a great chance to meet the filmmakers. And the thing about our film festival that's so great is that there's no distance between the audience and the filmmakers. Everyone is sort of at the same level, so you can be talking to a screenwriter or to a director or to a producer or to a cinematographer, and they're eager for input and they're eager for feedback. And that dialogue, I think, is people say our film festival is very filmmaker friendly. We like to think it's just friendly in the general sense that people feel comfortable and they can relax and be themselves and watch some films and make some new friends.
Bob, we've got just a couple minutes left here, and I know there's another project that's really near and dear to you, and that's the Tatari Workshop and Film Festival. Tell us a little bit about the areas that are covered in that, and I know that the deadline is April 1st.
April 1st is the entry deadline, and it's a national competition. Last year we had entries from 25 states. We had 145 entries. It's judged by local high school kids. So the judges are high school students who are in the Lyon College Upward Bound program. They watch them all. And we give Tatari Awards in comedy, drama, experimental film, animation, public service announcement. And then we give two special awards. One is the Arkansas Award to the best Arkansas film. And then one we call the Kid with the Camera. And that's for the kid who doesn't have it filmmaking in his school, isn't part of an after-school program, but he or she just loves making movies, and they do it on their own. And so we try and recognize that. And then, of course, the festival is the last week in July, but for the last 2 weeks in July, we have workshops for young filmmakers, and we teach a community documentary workshop. We have a script-to-screen workshop, which makes narrative films. This year, we're adding a new workshop, which is called Poetry in Motion, which is kind of a starting workshop for young students where they can take a poem that they've written or maybe one that we've given them and do a little visualization of that. And we get students from all over the state who come, and a lot of them come and spend a week in Batesville. Comfort Suites is our official hotel, and they make special arrangements for people to stay there. And Tatari is now going to be going into its sixth year. We're now, one of my workshop groups is making the United Way campaign film. They're making real films now that people, and we're getting people asking us about, well, could they make a film about this? Could they make a film about that? And, you know, we get out the equipment, we point them in the right direction, and then we watch them work.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you. Run out of time. I know we could talk for at least another half hour, but I want to thank you for speaking with us today on Arkansas Talent Conversations, and perhaps we can do this again soon, and maybe we can speak a little bit more about the Tatari workshop later on.
Sure, that'd be great. And I really do think that what you're doing with the Arkansas Talent Database is a wonderful idea that is long overdue, and anything we can do to make that happen or to enrich that project, you just let us know, because we're very excited about it.
Thank you today, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arkansas Talent Conversations, a production of LOGAP Media. To find out more about Arkansas Talent Conversations and our guests, please visit the Arkansas Talent Database at www.arkansastalentdatabase.ning.com or visit LOGAP Media at www.logap.com. Until next time, Pekoi Laska Roost.